I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times.
We're going to Venice, or as it is sometimes called, Travisville.
So we're going to a Travis Lett restaurant, he of the Giusta and Gelina fame?
Yes. The restaurant is spelled MTN, and one assumes that it's pronounced mountain.
And what kind of food is Travis making at this one?
This is kind of a modern izakaya. And I know we always talk about appropriation issues here.
But I don't know. For me, you know, Japanese cooks make every kind of food.
Japanese cooks do make every kind of food.
Very well.
And, you know, Nancy Singleton Hachisu told somebody I know that she thought Mountain was the most Japanese restaurant in the United States.
She said she felt that there was something essentially Japanese about it.
Which may be true.
So let's talk about the food.
Some of the Japanese things are small, precisely poured beers with like almost exactly half an inch of foamy head on top.
But that's kind of great that they're small pours because then you could taste many different kinds.
You can. It also means that the tabs there just mount up terrifyingly high if you don't watch yourself, but that's okay. You know what you're in for. There's something about it that will definitely remind you of your first trip to Tokyo. It's the kind of good Tokyo restaurant that Americans might stumble into as opposed to the kind that are hidden on the, you know, sixth floor back of a place in Shibuya that you will never find. What are some things he serves? He has temaki, the Japanese cone-shaped hand rolls that are stuffed with Japanese herbs and like rice and uni or hamachi. But probably the most popular one is, I guess you call it like the burnt ends of the chashu world.
Ooh.
I guess when he's making the chashu for the ramen, that's what he does with the burn stuff. And that's kind of delicious and completely unexpected.
This sounds so good.
Am I making you hungry, Evan?
Yes, you are. What about the $28 bowl of ramen? Is it a $28 bowl?
I think it may only be a $24 bowl
of
ramen.
Already we saved money.
Okay, it's strange actually to see ramen in izakaya. Ramen restaurants tend to be culturally separate. And there's a bunch of different kinds. My favorite is probably the Dungeness crab ramen, which comes with actually a lot of crab, much more crab than you'd expect. And it's not sort of overcooked. It's beautifully cooked.
I mean, this is one reason for the expense of Mountain is the provenance of ingredients. What's the room like?
It's in a big open room, much of which is open to the sky. The temperature and the breeze in the room is almost exactly what the temperature and the breeze is outside.
What else should we try?
I'm not sure this is going to be the most popular dish on the menu, but they have something they call Big Sur sea vegetables, which is apparently like one surfer guy who lives up near Big Sur who picks seaweeds. It's exactly what you'd expect if you have a bowl full of seaweeds that are dressed slightly differently and tartly, but it really is like eating a mouthful of ocean in both the best and the maybe less than best ways. The restaurant's strength is almost in its vegetables, things like, you know, grilled broccolini and a dashi made from shiitake or sautéed spinach with just a little touch of sesame and shaved bonito flakes.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Evan.
That's Jonathan Gold on Mountain in Venice. He's the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Text the words good food to 69866 to get Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendations.